This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
In the Big Ten. And so I think this format works much better for them. Yeah, if this whole deal where they're kind of laying low in the weeds, I don't know. If it works, I got to say it's kind of brilliant. If it doesn't work, I don't know if it backfired. I think it means like people kind of woke up to the what was going on here and saying like, hey, this works great for the Big Ten, but I'm not sure it makes a lot of sense for everybody else. But as far as Petitti goes, yeah, I mean, everybody's quick to label Greg Sankey the villain in college sports, and I think like it comes with the title and it comes with some of the moves he's made, and I've cast him as such at times, but I don't think he's necessarily a lone wolf all the time. Like, Tony Petitti's doing some things, too, that make him a little bit of a villain for college sports, but he doesn't seem to catch all that heat because he almost never talks, and sometimes being in your basement and never meeting the press is the way to win the contest.
It almost feels like the answer is they're just more organized. And you know, like in the end, yeah, like Ohio State and Michigan drive so much of their decision-making process. Like, it's kind of like a top-down approach, and everyone just kind of falls in line. Whereas, like, in the SEC, like, yeah, you can think about Alabama and Texas's wishes, but it's not like Texas is certainly in a very different position than they were in the Big 12, where basically they got what they wanted. Like, there's kind of more of a, you kind of take the pulse of what everybody wants. You try to figure out where the majority is, and then they move. But it feels like what the issue is now in the SEC is no one really has like a majority opinion of what everyone wants, whereas like in the Big Ten, you know, I don't even know if it's necessarily like, all right, Petitti realized what Fox wants, and then therefore this is what we're gonna do, and it just goes top down. But it's like, it just seems to me that there's more of a chain of command in the Big Ten.
You're so right, Jeffrey. And some would say it's the SEC's way is better, and some would say otherwise. Like, right. I mean, like the Big 12, they let Texas and Oklahoma, to a lesser extent, to a larger extent, Texas ruled the roost, and it blew up their conference. And yeah, the conference survived and it reshaped, but they went through a lot of consternation to survive. And some would say they came out weaker. So yeah, I mean, there's multiple ways of doing it. You talk to people who used to be in that old Big 12, who, you know, later joined the SEC, said that was the biggest difference. Is in the SEC, in the Big 12, one or two schools ran the league. In the SEC, you know, the John Q fan might think Alabama runs the conference, but it really doesn't. It doesn't run the conference in the way that the Texas ran the old Big 12. It doesn't run the conference, I think, in the way that, yeah, the Big Ten builds itself around like two or three brands. I was talking to Illinois coach Brett Bielema earlier this offseason, and he said, look, I mean, he's been in that conference for a long time, first at Wisconsin, now at Illinois. And he said, this is a league that's always cared about a few schools more than the others, right or wrong. And I mean, he just put that out there. And I don't think SEC fans might think that Alabama runs the conference, but I think within the conference, everybody feels like they have a voice. And if Mississippi State wants to stay at 8 conference games and Kentucky wants to stay at 8 conference games, they get a vote in that, and their vote counts just the same. And so it is unique in that way. In some ways, I think that's why the SEC has some harmony sometimes. They're not losing members. They didn't drive people off because they didn't bow down to one member. But at other times, it can be harder to get, I think, good moves done when everybody gets a voice at the table.
I think it makes planning harder and, like, coming up with policy harder because, like, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like you think about it. It's like, all right, a democracy is going to have way more debate, way more consensus, and then oftentimes maybe you're left with policy that feels very lukewarm. Whereas if you have a dictatorship or, you know, it's a centralized authority, it's like they move really quickly. They get what they want. Like, you can disagree, but, like, that's how it works.
Yeah, totally right. And which way is better? I don't know. I guess it depends who you are, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're Ohio State, I think you love your position and your voice in the Big Ten. If you're Mississippi State, you're really glad you're in the SEC. But I think, like, across the board, like, SEC members have just, they know this is the way it is. They believe that a strong conference is good for everybody. Yes, you're going to have some teams that are better than others and drive the narrative a little bit more, but they believe that a strong conference top to bottom is best for the whole. And that means equal revenue distribution when it comes to media rights. You know, that's one thing the SEC's long been in harmony on when other leagues have not. And so I think those inside the SEC would say that their system is better. I think those that have been in other conferences and weren't the one with the loudest voice at the table would say that the SEC system is better. But to your point, when you want to get things done quickly and have consensus faster, sometimes it is helpful to have one or two people driving the conversation. I don't know if that's best for you long term, though.
Blake, we appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That is Blake Topmeyer, senior national columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. Got a great opportunity for you. We've been mentioning it all yesterday. On Wednesday, we had Chase Mann. On Tuesday, we had Jaleel Willis. We've got the showdown at Southland. We've got two tickets to give away. We'll give away two more pair after this, but 901-445-0929. If you want to go tomorrow night, you got a pair of reserve tickets, and they will be on the fighter walkout side. So two pairs tomorrow night. Doors open at 5. The fights will start at 6. For Attitude MMA 34, it's the showdown at Southland. 901-445-0929. George will take the first caller, and you'll win a pair of those tickets. When we come back, we get into the list next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. VIP Play is live in the state of Tennessee, and right now you can go claim your VIP Play welcome bonus. When you make your first bet of $5 or more, you'll get $100 in bonus bets instantly. Just use the promo code Odyssey, AUDACY. Also, right now, the VIP Players Club sweepstakes is going on. That means that every bet you make on VIP Play gets you entries into the sweepstakes. You'll earn one entry per bet, one entry per dollar bet, and 10 times your entries on parlays and same game parlays. You'll be entering for a chance to win a grand prize of $10,000. Contest runs through June the 30th. You can also take advantage of daily profit boosts like the 25% MLB parlay profit boost of picks of 3 or more. The NBA playoff no danger wager where you can receive 50% of your stake back in bonus bets if you lose. And if you want to get involved in the NCAA baseball action, you can also get a 20% profit boost on parlays of 3 picks or more. It's VIP Play, where everyone gets treated like a VIP. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. You must be 21 or older and located in Tennessee to bet. Let's get into the list. Cooper Flagg. Okay, did you see this, Tim? So I was today years old when I learned that Howard Bryant and Bob Costas have a podcast together. Were you aware?
I was not aware.
Costas doesn't feel like somebody that would be in the podcast game, right?
No. I'm pretty sure I saw Howard Bryant randomly at a hotel in Oceanside, California, like 2 years ago.
According to CBS Sports, during a recent sit-down with Bob Costas at the 92nd Street Y in New York City, Howard asked his co-host how much Cooper Flagg earned in NIL at Duke. Costas said he was unsure, but then Howard provided an answer that resulted in an audible gasp from the audience, $28 million.
What?
According to Bryant, and you can see this at the 51-minute, 9-second mark of the podcast, quote, he had a $13 million deal with New Balance and then $15 million with Fanatics.
Okay.
So I guess that's the other question. Like, did all $28 million just come from those? Like, I would presume Duke was also sweetening the pot a little bit, right?
Yeah, Duke was paying them.
Although I guess Duke is collective. I guess you could make the argument Duke organized it, but there's no way Duke would organize the New Balance deal, right? They're one of Nike's big customers.
Yeah, I think I would imagine, I have no insight on the details, but I would imagine, yeah, the New Balance deal was, I'm sure, done by his representation, right? I mean, he is one of the faces of New Balance, right? You see the commercial, it's Jamal Murray, it's Shohei Ohtani, it's Cameron Brink, and Cooper Flagg. Like, that's part of the New Balance family. So $13 million bucks from New Balance, it makes sense.
So we also...
CBS... Yeah, I would imagine Duke was paying him upwards of, I don't, $10 million?
So what's,
would be my guess.
What's interesting to me, though, is would this have passed NIL go? Because remember, the ACC was like one of the pet projects of, they analyzed the NIL deals and it was like 80 or 90% of collective deals would not have passed NIL go, but 75% of the corporate deals would have passed. I mean, like, in the end, if New Balance and Fanatics say that he's worth this, like, I would be curious to know if that would get flagged, pun intended. But, like, I do also wonder.
Is he, I mean, so what's the question? Is he worth it or was he worth it?
I think the NIL would basically, NIL Go was bait or whatever. Deloitte was basically saying, like, that would not be his market value. Like,
I think it was.
My whole deal is, I think everything is the market value. I don't care if Jim Karras Nissan says that, you know, if a basketball player is worth $5 million and NIL Go doesn't. It's like, no, they said he's worth $5 million. Like, you can, like, it's where I think they're
That's
just.
That's where it gets really tricky.
Because,
right?
Like, I
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to say that they're not worth that? Well, if I was selling Jeffrey Wright and Company and I went to a business and said, hey, you want to sponsor the show? Sure. $2 million. Wow, that's expensive, but okay.
Show's worth $2 million.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here?
And if there's a company out there that would like, I'll offer you a discount. You can buy it for $1.5 million.
That's the type all of you. Deals you get.
Yes.
Use the promo code Jeffrey and
yes.
Company.
Yes, there will be an activation required as well. But, like, I mean, I kind of look at it this way. It's like, I have no idea how much money Salesforce is paying McConaughey. But I guarantee you, they're paying him probably more than McConaughey is worth to Salesforce. Like, in the end, does Salesforce really need McConaughey on commercials? Like, it seems to me that their software is kind of sells itself. Like, I don't know if he's necessarily worth it, but that's the market value. Like, if you wanna get McConaughey, like, whatever they're paying him,
I think if they were to investigate NIL payments, I think Cooper Flagg would be a poor person to go after, considering he was the most recognizable college basketball player in the country for a team that went to the Final Four, and he was the National Player of the Year.
Now, we also don't know, like, how long these deals were for, but I think it's fair to say this, like, if Flagg is as good as most people think, like, New Balance is getting a pretty good deal.
If he's only getting $13 million, that's actually, yeah, that's, I would imagine there's got to be some escalators in that thing, because $13 million is not that expensive for a potential superstar.
I mean, I would also think, like, I'm curious to know if this is going to be their business model of, like, locking these guys up early, because obviously you run the risk of, all right, we gave a bunch of money to guys that aren't going to make it, but it also feels kind of like venture capital where, yeah, you're not necessarily worried about, like, the eight or nine misses, but the hit would be such a hit. Like, I mean, like, I think right now, what makes no sense to me is, like, how little Nike markets Caitlin Clark. When you see, like, how many young girls are just, like, would just eat up anything she does.
Well, I mean, we talked about TV ratings, and why do we care about TV ratings? Well, as a business, you should care about TV ratings, because did you see the drop-off from NBA TV? I think last week, I want to say it was like 600,000 to 700,000 watched the Fever game, and when they played the Mystics without her, it was like 300,000-something.
Well, I mean, on top of that, I wonder how much it also... It's not just the television ratings, it's... You know, all the, I just laugh at the WNBA when, you know, they're talking
about WNBA's got their own, they got
talking out of both sides of their mouth. And as soon as they find out Caitlin Clark's coming to town, they find the biggest arena they can.
Well, the people, the business people are not dummies. The amount of jealousy that is out there is hilarious regarding that, that league.
Yeah. I would argue, though, their leadership's bad, because someone needs to get them into the room and be like, you guys realize this is a cash cow for everyone. Like, it's just, it's insane to me. But, I mean, there's no question, like, she is what is driving the attention.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know. This is kind of the other thing we were thinking about yesterday, and I'm curious to know. How good do you think Flag is in 3 years?
Like, ranking in the NBA?
Yeah.
I think he'll be a top 25 player.
Because this is kind of the other thing that's...
If not better.
This is kind of the other thing that I've been kicking around in my brain. It does feel like Oklahoma City is set up for a run.
Correct.
With that said, if you talk me into next year, yes, they're still basically going to have the same, roughly the same financial requirements that they have this year. But after that, then they have to start paying a couple of other guys, and then it starts to become a crunch that we see a lot of teams dealing with. But I think the other aspect of it that people, I feel like, always overlook, it's like, in the moment, they feel inevitable, but there's always going to be other teams that rise up. Like, are we really certain within the next 24 months that the Spurs aren't going to have something to say about the NBA?
I think, when was it? Was it the post-Jordan stretch where the West was like, just perceived? It was like, what was that?
So the Lakers start in 2000. So the Lakers win three straight. Then the Pistons win. Then I believe it's the Spurs.
Spurs in 05.
And then, did the Spurs win back-to-back? I mean, I know they win in 06 because they beat LeBron. Or was that 07?
07 they beat LeBron. They went 05, 07, 09, I think. They won five in a stretch, right? They won the 90. They won the lockout shortened season was their first.
That's 99.
And then they won, I think they won 05, 07, 09, 14. I think that's right. They won five in a stretch and never won back-to-back.
Correct. Okay, so it goes like this. Starting in 2000, or starting in 99, to your point, Spurs, Lakers, 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 Spurs, the Pistons. So the Lakers won three in a row, and then the Spurs won in 03. Then the Pistons got the Lakers the next year. Then it's back to the Spurs. The Heat won in Shaq. You know, when Stan Van got fired halfway through, and Pat Riley took over. Then it goes back to the Spurs.
Then it was Lakers for two.
Celtics get one. Then the Lakers get two.
Oh, that's right. Celtics 08. Yeah.
Then the Lakers get two. The Mavs get one. LeBron gets two with Miami. Spurs, Golden State, Cavs. So in this, since 1999, the East has won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They've won 8 since 99. So what is that, 17 the other way?
But it doesn't it feel like with Oklahoma City, who will be, as we discussed, probably around a -7, we'll just call it -700 favorite to win the title. So they will be an enormous favorite to win it again. Boston next year is going to be down because of Tatum. We don't know what they're going to be like from a roster.
Yeah, and we also have no idea, like, what are they going to, using this as an excuse to clear some salary?
Could be very possible. Like the Knicks and Pacers seem to be good. Pacers seem sustainable. But I think your question is, looking at the West, and oh, by the way, Cooper Flagg's going to Dallas, a team who was in the NBA Finals a year ago. They also traded away a generational player. But he stays in the West. Denver still has Jokic. You know, if the pictures of Luka looking a little fit on the sidelines is an indication, maybe he'll be a little bit more...
We were laughing at that. I've never seen somebody look hungrier in a picture than he did. Like, we've all been in that where you're, like, watching your weight and you're eating salad for, you know, you're eating salad all day. And just at the end of the meal, you're just so unsatisfied. You're like, God, I'm still hungry.
But, all right, so I know I'm very long-winded on the question you're asking, but it does feel like if you look at the West, Denver, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, all Denver's got some things to figure out, but they still have Jokic. Golden State seems like they might be on their last legs here.
Yes.
The Clippers, I mean, the same thing goes with the Clippers. If they're just healthy, they're pretty darn good. They're deep.
The other thing about the Clippers for me is, I think Ballmer has been the kind of owner that you want for your team because he really is treating it like a passion project. Like, if it's going to require him spending money, he doesn't really care. Like, he's not all that concerned by the restrictions. Like, he's going to try to make them competitive.
Houston's going to get better, right? You would think with their young players and their treasure chest of picks. Dallas is getting Cooper Flagg. Pelicans are a mess. Memphis is, what were they? They were the seven.
They ended up being the eight, but the eight was separated from the two by three games.
Right.
And they were, whatever, like nine games in front of the nine.
And if Giannis goes to the West, which I'm not convinced of, but if let's just say the teams who can get Giannis live in the West.
I think that's fair, but I guess I'm like, I don't know how you feel. I know you're doing the show in Milwaukee. The more it kind of
goes, talk about it.
The more it kind of goes on, I'm just not ruling out that he just stays there.
I think he might. I think he really likes it in Milwaukee, and it's one of those situations where if he grew up in America and did the AAU thing, and you know,
yeah, no, we talked about this yesterday. Like I was saying. I think the way he packaged the take was wrong, but I actually was considering like what Jay Williams was saying. Like, he packaged the take as, is cancel culture part of the reason why we haven't had an American MVP since 2017? And I think cancel culture is the wrong way. But what I think is the better question is the individual nature of youth basketball now, where these guys can make a ton of money even in high school. Like, the fact that every single year it's like, all right, maybe I'm on this AAU team, but next year I'm going to get moved to a better team and that offers another higher profile. Like, I think it's the fact that you're not brought up like in an academy system. There's just less of an emphasis on the team and more of an emphasis on the individual.
I'm kind of with you, and it has nothing to do with the radio show that I do. You could also make an argument that the Bucks should trade Giannis.
No, I think there very much is a basketball argument. I guess the other thing I would say is I think people oftentimes make the mistake of thinking if you have a bad financial situation today, that it's going to be that way forever. It's like, well, eventually the Nuggets are going to figure out a way to get off of Michael Porter Jr.'s contract, and that's going to open up a lot of possibilities.
And if you're Giannis, and I get it, right? Dame's out for the year, and the roster can't really get that much better. But look at the East. It's like, okay, they're going to be a playoff team next year with just Giannis.
Did anyone at the start of the playoffs think the Pacers were going to win the East?
No. And they played the Pacers, and the Pacers took care of business and won it in five. And they were the better team. But like, if you're Giannis, you're, no matter what, he'll be a cult hero in Milwaukee. No matter what. If he gets traded now, it's signed, sealed, delivered. He won a title for the first time in 50 years. He's, you know.
Well, and if you stay, like, that gives you even more, like, folk status.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is, like, from everything that I've understood, like, you know, he brought his brothers over, and one of his brothers went to high school in Milwaukee. I'm pretty sure his mom lives there. Like, not to say super rich people can move, obviously. He could afford houses in every state in the country. But if you're Giannis, like, yeah, you go to Oklahoma City, in theory, for Chet and a treasure trove of draft picks. Are you the man with SGA?
I don't know, but like, then the other thing for me is, it's like, if you're Oklahoma City and you win a title now, doesn't that decentivize you to make that move? Don't you just sit there and go, hey, we can largely run this back again?
How different is this offseason for Oklahoma City if they lost Game 7?
I think it's very different. I think that would have motivated them more to make a move than if they go and they win a title. Like, think about these terms. What if in Game 5 of the Nuggets series, the Nuggets had, what, like an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter? Like, let's say the Nuggets just don't go 10 minutes without hitting a shot, and they win that game, and then they go home and they close it out in Game 6. Like, where are we now?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the big... If Oklahoma City wraps this up, it's one of the many what-ifs, right? Like, I mean, the Knicks were down. We're going to win Game 4 anyways, but, like, what if Tatum doesn't pop his Achilles? And I think the Tatum-Achilles injury is going to be a big what-if, because I think, to your point, I think Boston's going to make moves this offseason.
Well, and on top of that, you've got a new ownership group. Like, the old owners, and whether or not they knew they were going to be selling the team or whatnot, like, the old owners basically just said, like, we're going to pay whatever, like, we're going to keep it rolling. But that's not typically what we see of other teams.
I think, I'll be honest, haven't looked into all who the free agents are going to be. I think it's pretty underwhelming.
The free agent class is underwhelming. The thing that we took note of was before, I believe, Game 4 on ESPN, Sham Sharania said, watch out for this summer. It could be one of the wildest free agencies ever. And what I was trying to parse through was, did he mean something other than Durant getting moved? Because, like, if you're Phoenix, is there any justification for not moving Durant?
No.
So if he means beyond that, or if it's just like, well, casuals are tuning in, Kevin Durant's going to get traded, like, okay, well, if that's what he's saying is going to be wild, then I'm going to be underwhelmed. But
I mean, I'll say this, because I think because the Suns were such an absolute catastrophe this year, Kevin Durant averaged 26-6. He's still an elite offensive player. And if you put him in, I don't know where, but I don't know who the teams are being mentioned in possibly going to get Kevin Durant, but like, you put him in a good situation, We could be talking something serious here.
Well, like, I wonder, does Cleveland maybe think about shaking it up?
Maybe. Well, I was listening to Simmons a couple weeks ago, and look, Bill Simmons is a big, you know, just throws
hypothetical
stuff at the
guy,
wall. Right? He's a big hypothetical guy, but he's like, who says no to Giannis for Mobley?
Bobby Marks chimed in on that. The NBA CBA. Like, it was fun. Like, it lasted, like, I don't know, 12 hours.
Yeah, but I'm just like,
yeah, no, I'm with you.
If you're Cleveland, maybe you do. Or do you say, we were pretty good. We got snake bit with some injuries. Maybe we don't embrace Jerome as much as we did.
Well, maybe we have better injury luck next year.
Yeah. And the East is so super gettable, right? So, I don't know.
Jordan. All right, Tim, I'd mentioned it to you. This was ever since we had earlier this week the cover art for NCAA 26 getting released. Today, I finally saw it on Twitter. Somebody finally did the Photoshop of Jordan Hudson in the North Carolina coach's gear with a headset for the NCAA 26. Like, that's all. That's all I need.
I saw your tweet. That was well done.
Yeah, I've been waiting
well
for that. It's a quality Photoshop.
By the way, you know what I didn't put together, and I was running through. I had David Hale from ESPN on my podcast yesterday, and we were talking quarterbacks.
Did you gripe about the tier list?
Well, we talked exclusively about the tier list.
Okay.
And we were talking Josh Hoover of TCU and how he unearthed some numbers that said, this dude's pretty good, and we aren't really talking about him. But what I didn't put together, and I don't know why I hadn't, Coach Prime opened up his much-anticipated coaching career at Colorado at TCU, and Bill Belichick opens up his very anticipated college coaching career at home against TCU. What is it about TCU and playing these massive coaches in their first games at their new institutions? I think TCU beats them.
I do think TCU's kind of poised to have a little bit of a comeback, but like the thing is, I feel like in the Big 12, so many of those teams are indistinguishable. It always just comes down to a bunch of one-score games.
I know. I'm really excited about the Big 12 this year. I think it's going to be great.
And like, I know Carolina did fine in the portal, but I think there's like this idea
lost that, a lot too.
Like, I think there's just like this thought that like Carolina had no talent under Mac. Like, they've had pros.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think that was the underwhelming thing about the latter years of Mac was like, remember the year it was the COVID season. They went to the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, they lost it, or they played A&M in the Orange Bowl.
They played A&M, and A&M griped. Like, oh, we should have been in the playoff. Yeah. It was like, well, you lost by a billion to Alabama, so be quiet.
In fairness, everybody did.
True. That team was ridiculous.
Even Ohio State lost by a billion to them.
But that team had Sam Howell at quarterback, who, say what you will, started for a year in the NFL, had Javonte Williams, who was the other running back?
Did they have Hampton at that point?
I think they had all of them. No, they didn't have Hampton. But they were loaded. They had two pros at wide receiver, a pro quarterback, and two pros at running back, and they were like wildly underwhelming. And everyone was like, "Oh, but they went to the Orange Bowl." It's like, yeah.
That says more about the ACC than anything.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the games we're looking most forward to this weekend. We'll do that next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM. Yes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
VIP Play is live in Tennessee, and that means that you can go claim your VIP Play welcome bonus. That means when you make your first bet of $5 or more, you'll get $100 in bonus bets instantly. Just use promo code Odyssey, AUDACY, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the welcome bonus. Also, every bet you make in VIP Play gets you entries into the VIP Players Club sweepstakes. One entry per bet, one entry per dollar bet, and 10 times your entries on parlays and same game parlays for your chance to win $10,000. VIP Play, where everyone gets treated like a VIP. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. You must be 21 or older and located in Tennessee to bet. All right, Tim, when we look at the slate this weekend, is there anything other than game six of Knicks and Pacers that could qualify as game of the weekend?
I don't think so. You know, it is kind of fun tonight. We get the rematch of the World Series, Dodgers-Yankees. First time the Yankees have been an underdog at home in over a year. I believe May 5th last year was the last time they were a home underdog, as Max Fried pitches tonight for the Yankees against the Dodgers. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's fun. I don't want to call it game of the night or game of the weekend, but I certainly think, if you're just into a gluttony of sports, I think the college baseball, as we alluded to, is, it could be fun to watch.
Yeah, I if you want to say, I think it's tough to pick out one specific game.
Sure.
Because
yeah, that's
the other thing. But it's like, if you want to talk about, if you're someone who wants to celebrate, hey, the regionals are here, I'm all here for that.
I think super regionals, I'll say this, which are next weekend for those not, and you mentioned it, it's a pretty big baseball town for you guys, but like, watching the Super Regionals, I don't know about you, but I feel like over the last 4 or 5 years, the energy that you get, and a lot of these host sites are going to be SEC programs or really big-time, you know, ACC programs. The atmosphere you see in the Super Regionals in these best two out of threes is just tremendous.
No,
it's great.
And it's just the stakes of a best out of three moves on. I mean, I think the only real problem I have with regionals is the entire college baseball schedule is built around, you know, basically three game series every weekend. Yep. And, you know, it shakes it up a little bit.
You lose that first game, you're battling back. You're,
I mean, Florida's right, already going to be in the loser's bracket at home. Or I'm sorry, they're at Coastal Carolina. They're at Conway. Sorry.
The Chanticleers.
I think, though, This Pacers Knicks game is fascinating to me, because I really do feel like, I mean, I've made the comment that I feel like this series rhymes so much with the Knicks Boston's just in reverse. this does feel like for Indiana, it better not lose that game.
I can't. I think I said that same thing to your point about the Knicks in Boston. I was like, don't lose this game.
Yep.
Don't lose this one because it's going to get weird.
To be clear, they did not.
And they smashed. And that's why I'm like, did you see that interaction yesterday?
With Greg, world famous Greg Doyle, just ask him.
Is he the worst?
He's up there.
I mean, like, who are you, bro? Like,
he's Greg Doyle, he'll tell you.
Unreal.
I guess the only thing I'll say is, like, I don't mind.
It's just it was a consistent pushback.
Yeah,
like,
it's like
why didn't you play harder?
I think you get to push back once, but like once it was just like it kept being repetitive of like you're just keep like he's answered it, man. Like you get to ask, he gets to answer. Like that's the deal.
And I don't know how many times it's been said, and it's true. You can't fake desperation. And these two teams are, I think, the overarching point, which couldn't get through his skull, was that, well, you guys are up 3-1 and you got blown out in New York. How does that happen? It's like, because they're because really
they were
close.
Down. They were down 3-1.
They've been outscored in this series too. Like the Knicks have outscored the Pacers in this series. It is, even though it was 3-1, and I still think the Pacers finish it off Saturday night, and I think they go to the NBA Finals. These two teams are incredibly evenly matched.
No, you and I have talked about it. It was a very different 3-1. It's why I'm sitting here with a Pacers ticket, and they were up 3-1. I don't feel great because this series could be about 5 different results right now.
It was an epic, epic, epic collapse in Game 1 by the New York Knicks. But I give the Pacers credit. Like, I think the Pacers are the better coach team. I think right now, pound for pound, I think they have the better star in Tyrese Halliburton. I think their depth is better. They're a better defensive team. But look, I don't know what the hell happened last night, but if you listen to some of the metrics or look at some of the metrics, Jalen Brunson actually was pretty good defending yesterday. Maybe that was a weird blip. Probably was, but that was interesting to note.
I totally agree. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Also, before we do that, we're giving away 2 more pairs of tickets to the Attitude MMA Southland Showdown 2 tomorrow night. We'll take callers 1 and 2, 901-445-0929, 901-445-0929. If you want to go to the big fights tomorrow night, you can do so. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Tim, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we got to go to John Mellencamp. Put on Twitter, I was embarrassed when somebody, under whose direction I don't know, called out some of the people who had made the trip from New York to support their team and in turn support our team. The audience booed these people. I'd say that was not Hoosier hospitality. One could say it's poor sportsmanship. I was not proud to be a Hoosier, and I've lived here my entire life. My favorite part, though, is at It's the Beavs, Hoosier Beave on X also quote tweeted the graphic from John Mellencamp, and he said, "You made me get off the elevator with a woman in a wheelchair at an IU basketball game so that you and your crew could use it. Please miss me with your holier-than-thou nonsense." By all accounts, John Mellencamp has been a notorious D-bag.
Not the world's biggest McAfee guy, but he torched him on his show today.
Yes, McAfee did get the last word. All right, my man, enjoy the weekend.
All right, talk to you Tuesday.
That is Tim Murray. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.